Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, there were so many positives last night, but last night's proof in the pudding that the game is not won by the stat column, is it?
No, exactly, Schultzy. And there were a lot of positives, and I'm happy. I hope we can duplicate a lot of those things tonight. But at the end of the day, like you and I talked last night, it's a results-based business, and you know, we lost. So that's what it boils down to.
The pregame open today was talking about making a first impression and how you can't make a second one. I thought that first impression was pretty darn good, though. With as many new pieces as you have, game one, a coach doesn't know what to expect. As the game grew on, how much more confidence did you have?
Well, I think there's no question. I mean, it's obviously, if it's an indication of how we can play, I'd like to hold that kind of that level of play last night to a standard.
They say the tape doesn't lie. What did you see on video that still needs fixing?
Well, I mean, there's a few things that need fixing, I think, but there's things that need fixing, you know, every game. Every game you watch, there's always some things that you like. There's always some things that you need to change. So I'm not going to dwell on a lot of those things. But at the end of the day, you're never as good as you think you were, and you're never as bad as you think you were. And that's kind of the thing that I've noticed over the years. But last night, there's no question, territorially, we were pretty good. You know, obviously, shot attempts were like 91, 43, whatever it was, something like that. But at the end of the day, the grade A scoring chances, obviously we had more, but it wasn't like it was a drastic difference. And, you know, when you factor in, again, what the shot attempts were, the differential in the shot attempts, it wasn't that way in quality scoring chances. So it tells me we still have to play inside. We have to get inside. We have to have a better net presence. So there's some things that we need to, you know, we need to take care of. We need to clean up.
You always talk about layers, and to me, defensively, they're pretty darn good at every layer, weren't they?
Yeah, they were, and you're spot on, Schultz. You know, they really pack it in. I mean, at the end of the day, we had 40 shots on net, I think that's what it was, and we had 91 shot attempts, so that means we missed the net 51 times. So that's, you know, that's good defense by them.
What is the difference in the type of video that you're showing the guys during the course of the week, and especially, you know, the couple of weeks leading up to the season, as opposed to what you showed them today?
Well, again, a lot of things today, we just wanted to clean some things up. I think today what we basically did is we watched some really good sequences of our low play. A lot of positive clips today, you know, on our low play. Some things that we want to make sure, again, that we want to create a standard for that. We also showed times that it was easy. We were easy to play against. There was nobody in front of the net. You know, we're playing outside. So we're going to have to get our nose dirty a little bit. We're going to have to try to, you know, obviously get one of their low players, one of their defensemen. We need to occupy one of their guys in front of the net just to open up a little space. We did actually show at times we need a couple different layers. Sometimes you can get too many guys in front of the net as well, Schultz, because all you have then is there's this chaos and a lot of bodies, and it's pretty difficult to get a shot through. So those are kind of the things that we showed today.
I know back in the day you used to film every practice. Do you still do that, and do you guys show the guys that, or is that strictly for the coaches?
Strictly for the coaches. We do tape our practices, Schultz, and it's probably more for if we're going to do coaching presentations and things like that, and we just want to make sure we have it. But we don't show it. We don't bore the guys with practice. Once in a while, we might show a special teams, some special team stuff, that we will do that occasionally. But other than that, I just think, again, there's so much that they're doing throughout the week. They don't need to watch practice sometimes. I know some coaches do that, but I just think it's overkill.
So all those new bodies that you've got, they were watching film from last year's games or maybe even 2 years ago's games and not even film of themselves?
Right, exactly, because it's how we play, how we want to play. So, I mean, we try to have – every year we try to redo our systems tactically, what we do. And whether that's offense, whether that's defense, whether that's our neutral zone forecheck, whether it's our forecheck, whether it's our transition, whether it's our rush offense, whether it's our face-offs, whether it's our penalty kill, we always want to update because we still want the veterans who are here to see themselves. And so, you know, those are the things that we do, obviously, throughout the summer. And it's not hard. We have things organized pretty well, and we have these keepers. They're called keepers. And when we have a good keeper, I don't care if it's 2 or 3 years ago, as long as it's good quality, and of course, as you know, each and every year the quality gets better and better with video, but as long as it's good quality, we'll use something that obviously simulates exactly what we want to do.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. What changes do you specifically want to make tonight? And not just how you're playing, but also with the couple of new bodies you've got in your lineup tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we just want to make sure that we get some guys in the lineup. And, I mean, I wish we could get everybody in the lineup. It just doesn't work that way. But, you know, we just have to see what certain guys can do. And the only way you can see that is by putting them in the lineup.
Has it gotten easier with the quote-unquote extra skater that you guys have been able to dress now for, I don't know, the last 3-4 years, whatever it's been?
I guess a little bit, Schultz. It all depends on how you want to define that extra skater. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. I mean, you can put an extra guy in the lineup and supposedly maybe keep them happy, but when they're only get if they get 3 or 4 minutes, that doesn't keep them happy as well. So I don't know if it's good or bad or what, but that's the rule we have. And, you know, we always have an extra guy, and predominantly it's been a defenseman. Probably very few times over the course of the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years when this was instituted, we predominantly, as you know, Schultz, you have 7 defensemen. But tonight we're going to have 13 forwards. A few times last year we had 13 forwards, but by and large we usually go with the extra D-man.
Do you have a goal to get, quote-unquote, everyone in the lineup in the first month? Or doesn't it work that way?
It doesn't work that way, but boy, in a perfect world, you'd sure like that, though, Schultz. I mean, it just, you want to keep a little, you want to keep the guys happy, you want to, you know, you just, guys can get disgruntled. It's tough when you're not playing. It's just, that's just the name of the game, and it can get tough, and you want to try to, you know, play everybody, give guys opportunity, but again, sometimes it just doesn't happen, and, but we, you know, we have good intentions, and but again, at the end of the day, we have to make decisions, and these are decisions that are based upon a lot of different factors, and the coaching staff, you know, we talk a lot about this. Personnel is, we talk about personnel as much as we do recruiting.
How much is that goalie position just on its own island as far as making those kind of decisions?
Well, I mean, that's another factor right there. That's a tough position as well. It's not like when you're when you have 6 defensemen or 12 forwards, you're running 4 lines or 3 sets of D. Everybody's getting.